Check. Hello. Okay, I think it's going.
Hello. It's been a long time.
I'm already coughing. Sorry, no podcast.
No coughing.
I'm a little under the weather. I have a revenge cold for all of the time I was annoyed with your cold. So, welcome back to the podcast.
It's been so long.
We are now face-to-face people. We got some microphones. We got some high-tech equipment. Hopefully the quality of this is better.
Yeah. See you later, Anchor.
It's going to be really bad. Well, we still need Anchor. It's
gonna I love you, Anchor.
It's going to be bad if we record this whole thing and it doesn't work. So, I'm going to go ahead and prepare myself.
Well, you want to test it?
I think I just did when I did all the check.
Okay. You don't sound very confident.
I don't feel very confident because I can't hear what we're recording. I can see it.
Oh, well, if you can see the heartbeat, yeah, it's going. Can.
Hopefully it's not just me talking. I can see the top mic and the bottom mic going, so I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I would just be talking to myself. All right. Well, we've been gone because one, Anchor is a shitty app. Two, you went to Vegas. Three.
Yeah. That's it. Before that?
Yeah, we haven't podcast since Vegas. It's been like 4 weeks.
Wow.
Our listeners have missed us. I know they have.
I guess. I have.
Shout out to our one listener that we know listens every time.
She hasn't mentioned that we have.
Well, the quality of this podcast is going to be up a notch, so I know that that's going to make
all the difference.
Yeah, for sure. So, do you have any notes?
I have zero because I didn't know we would be doing this tonight. I didn't think we would ever podcast again.
Wow. Even after you knew I was buying the transponder?
Well, I didn't know how long that would take to come in.
Oh. Well, I bought the
Buzz Lightyear.
I bought the transponder. That's Chandler's job on Friends.
Yeah. Is that really what you call it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called just a monitor.
Oh, okay.
Like when you're in a band?
It's pretty. It's red. Too it's called a vlog. You could vlog this.
It's called the Scarlet
Production.
Maybe we'll vlog it next time.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to look beautiful.
No, we're just going to look regular.
Well, should we talk about the most important elephant in the room?
Not me.
Peter is the Bachelor.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Well, all of my followers, which I do a Bachelor review.
Critique.
Yeah. A weekly analysis on what I've seen. And my followers are already barking at me saying that they're excited for Peter.
Really?
Yeah. But they're all girls that would want to date somebody like Peter.
What's
so
wrong with us?
Well, I'm about to reply to all of them and say he's a puss. That's why I don't want him.
Gosh, for real.
So.
Even JPJ was ready to fight and duke it out, man.
Do not insult my intelligence. I was like, if I have to see that clip one more time.
I actually was impressed with Derek, how he was like, hey, man, tell me what's going on. I don't know if maybe he was in on the joke.
He was insulting his intelligence.
So, we got Peter. Bachelor in Paradise is done. Thank God. Goodness.
Just a good month of 48 hours worth of shows every week.
I know. And it was like, it was kind of torturous. Thank goodness for the fast forward button.
Yeah. Well, wrap it up in a small little 2-second cliff note. Tayshia goes to meet JPJ at his house. That is not his house.
Whatever.
That's his mom's house.
Even his grandma. You saw it's decorated?
Yeah.
Oh,
so then
man.
They end up together, I guess. Hannah and Dylan. Dylan.
Yeah, they're going to go to the prom.
They end up together. Yeah. You're so cool. No, you're so cool. No, you're so cool. That's all that's all they say the whole time. I never met a girl like you. You're so cool. So they end up together.
I love the backstage fight with Katie and Chris.
Chris, old the old man.
Yeah. I sympathize with him because he was pissed.
Well,
she went on that stage and acted like
he was not really shown in the most positive light.
No, and he's like, "You blindsided me," and she's like, "How could you not know?"
Yeah. Yeah, I think she maybe wanted a little 15 minutes, maybe.
And I think she's a very high maintenance. You better tell me you love me 15 times a day, or else I'm not gonna think you love me. Kind of person.
And he's like, his eyes were half closed the whole time
with the boys.
His eyes are always closed. He's too old.
Yeah, he's not that old.
And yeah, he's 31. He's the same age as everybody else on the show.
I know.
He's just been on it 6 times. So
yeah, he started young.
Then who else? Demi and her girlfriend.
I fast forwarded that whole thing. I'm not interested in that. It's fake. They probably already have broke up.
Yeah.
An hour after the show.
Yeah. But
if Demi's gay, I'm gay.
But they're also woke.
So let me find a girlfriend
who else?
Right now.
Who else is together?
Kaylin and Dean are in.
That's
the
also that's for clout. He doesn't like her, and she wants to be famous.
Yeah, he needs something.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, let me look at your drawers of socks. Wow, I can't wait to live here."
I mean, yeah,
that was weird.
All of it, just
well,
and Mike kind of pipes up and says, "Jordan, no, that was not right, Jordan." Like. He's a big man, like, when he's in the group.
Yeah.
And then when he goes on a date, he's like a little teddy bear, and I can just see myself with you so much. I love you. It's like, he just.
Yeah. Well, that brings me to my next point, which is the Kaylin Blake fiasco.
Yeah.
And I have spoken on my Instagram that Kaylin is a hypocritical little attention-seeking whore.
Yeah.
Sorry to say the W word.
She's a victim.
Yeah. She's crying because the text messages painted her in a terrible light. She said what she said. I felt bad for Blake, and I was also trying to see his hair.
Did it grow?
Yeah.
I was trying to see too, but
no,
I
could see a slight line.
It was hard to watch on the fast forward.
But yeah, I think she's a hypocrite. And she wanted the sympathy card, and everybody was like, just say sorry. Just say sorry to her.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. I feel bad for him because he messed with the wrong girl because
she's a master manipulator.
Yeah.
And let's go back to Colton season and her and Hannah B.
Yeah.
Now who do we believe did what to who?
Yeah.
And look at Hannah B.
She's on Dancing with
the
Stars.
Dance floor, girl.
Yeah. We'll get to that. She's danced before.
She said
and then the biggest drama was Nicole and Clay, and they didn't even show it.
I know.
Neither of them were even in the chairs.
They weren't even in the group?
No.
I was doing other stuff.
No.
Oh, man.
And so to finish off the finale, Nicole's like, "Yeah, I can't wait to move in with you." And he goes, "Wait, maybe not." And so she's all upset and said, "You never told me that you didn't expect us to end up together. And so my feelings are hurt, blah, blah, blah."
Whatever happened to his ex, Angela, and who she was kind of hanging with?
I think she got sent home. She didn't get a rose or something.
Because she was in the audience. They didn't even talk to her.
I don't know. I missed a few episodes, so.
Yeah, but I didn't. Anyway, well, I wonder if, okay, so they don't want the negative stuff in the tell all. They want it all to end well, I guess.
Well, it didn't end well with Katie.
Well, true. And I mean, what about with Melissa Rycroft? I mean, he broke up with her on that reunion.
I think it has something to do with something that they're not telling us. I'm not sure what it is, but
yeah.
It's not because they broke up. I can tell you that.
Yeah, there's something. Well, it seems like they really didn't have any other choice but to go with Peter then, after seeing all of this.
Tyler's
like on to bigger and better since day one.
True. Well.
Because I don't think they asked, like, right when the Bachelorette was over. I think they waited a while.
If I have
to see
Peter cry ever, you're going to hear from me on Instagram. want to see it. He's going to say, I can really see myself with her, and I don't know why she doesn't love me. And how about the preview on the Bachelor, ABC Bachelor Instagram was a cartoon caricature of him in a cartoon plane flying in front of the windmill saying, Peter, the Bachelor. I was like, is this an indication of how the season's going to go? Like a cartoon child show?
Probably.
Not happy.
I didn't see that. I did see a side-by-side of Peter in his pilot uniform standing on the tarmac in front of a plane. And then another picture of Jake, the pilot, in his uniform standing in the tarmac.
Who's Jake the pilot?
A bachelor from like maybe 10 years ago.
Oh.
And it's like, look familiar, kids? It's like they're just repeating. They've already done a pilot.
I guess that I think they should have had Clay be the bachelor.
I mean, something
I think
different.
He was a little soft, but at least he was like a football player. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, he was a pro football
something
player.
Something interesting. They haven't had a pro football player.
Yeah, they had the one that does, he does the Fox News.
Aaron Rodgers' brother?
No. I won't be able to think of it, but yeah, they have had one. He hasn't been like, he's been like a Clay, somebody you wouldn't have known was playing football.
Oh.
Jesse somebody.
Yeah, I remember Jesse.
You were little.
Well, I've seen every season, okay? Wasn't a podcast then, but I've seen every season. Anything else we need to report about?
I was Mother of the Year. I watched Bachelor with my little girl.
Hey, I learned how to not pick a Peter. I don't have anybody right now, but I don't have a Peter.
That's good. Success.
Although, I could be flying around wherever I wanted to go with Peter, I guess. But I have to hear him cry.
And then you have to sing with his family at dinner.
Like, yeah, 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 la, 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 yeah, la, 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 la. Yeah, no. Well,
so you want to talk about Dancing with the Stars? That's
yes.
Fresh.
Dancing with the Stars is back, people. And I thought I might report on it on Instagram, but I don't really know. I mean, they're all bad, so like I don't.
Well, they're not all bad. They're mostly bad right now. But we got
they'll get better later,
Hannah?
I guess.
I'm kind of wondering how they paired them up. Because she's with Alan, who's kind of nondescript. They had to know she was going to be good.
Because she can hang. She doesn't need a star like Val to make her be popular. She can be popular on her own. Val's with somebody nobody knows.
Christie Brinkley?
Well.
And then now her daughter, Sailor.
Who knows if he was originally supposed to be with Christie Brinkley?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I wish I knew how they
did. I think they pick people that'll either keep them around or that people won't mind if they get kicked off. Like, if Val gets kicked off in the first day, it's going to be.
That's why I thought they would put her with Val.
Well, he's going to be able to hang, though. Especially with a little girl.
Well, you got poor, what's his name, with Mary from The Supremes, who's got to be 95 years old.
Well, and he's new, so he doesn't have clout. He doesn't have.
And then the brand new one, who's he with?
Who?
The brand new guy. They introduced him at the beginning. Here's our new dancer. There's a new girl and a new guy.
Oh, I don't know.
That are the pros. They are with absolutely terrible.
They're with people I don't care about, I guess.
The guy Sean Spicer, that's was Donald Trump's press secretary. He did better than Lamar Odom. Hello.
Yeah, Lamar Odom. I felt really sad watching Lamar Odom.
He was terrible.
I felt bad for him. I felt like I was watching like a.
Was he with Emma?
Train wreck.
Who was he with?
Whitney.
Mm-mm.
I mean Lindsay. Whitney. He was with Whitney. And Lindsay was with that guy. So.
No, because he was with Emma. I'm saying he was, because Emma said, I am five. PETA. He was with PETA.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I said. PETA wants to go home. She doesn't want to do a full season yet. It's her first season back.
She's looking good.
I think she's ugly, but yeah.
Her body looks good.
Well, sure. She's been in shape.
Well. Some more than others can say post baby.
But Dawson was amazing. And Hannah. They're the two. They're going to the end.
Dawson is gross.
Why?
He's so cheesy, like, he might say bada bing, bada boom next week.
He's so gross. He got five little white-haired kids all the same age.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, oh, when the audience started clapping, it really fed my ego. So I started really dancing. Okay.
Okay, so, and Mr. Good Burger.
Yeah. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Good Burger was good, too. And that older football player, Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
He had some, you know, I think he wasn't, like, doing all the choreography. He was just kind of, you know, bumping and jiving. But he had some, he was entertaining. Was he the one with Cheryl?
I don't know.
Cheryl's usually with the old guy. Anyway. But there was a lot of, you know, we're going to have to weed them out.
Yeah.
So.
And they have another girl from Fifth Harmony that nobody knows.
I have no idea who she is.
They only sang that one song. You better work, 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 work. You ain't got to go to work, work, work.
Well, and they have Elena. She's the girl with two first names. Some country girl. Catherine Elena, or she's from American Idol.
Yeah, never heard of her.
She didn't even win American Idol when she was on.
Never heard of her.
Oh, and the one from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
That's who that new guy's with.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, and it's like, okay, let's stick the new guy with the old lady.
Sorry, sir.
That was on a popular show 10 years ago.
The only show she's ever been on. Did you hear that? She said she was a waitress when she got the role. And kept her waitressing job just in case, like, the show was bust.
She looks like a waitress.
I bet she worked at Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
That's where the old people
work. The diner. At the diner. Yeah. Her pencil in her ear.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel has old waitresses.
Wogs. Yeah. Weirdo girls.
Yeah. Well, more to come.
More to come. I love Dancing with the
and
Stars.
And poor Christy Brinkley's little sailor girl. She got the worst genes from her.
Well, no. Her daughter with Billy Joel got zero genes from her, so that's even worse.
Yeah.
She's exactly, she's brunette, she's short, she's stocky, she looks exactly like Billy Joel. At least this girl's tall and blonde.
Yeah.
She's thin.
She got a little bit.
But she's still not as pretty as Christy.
No.
Christy's 60 years old.
Yeah.
But she's goofy. I've seen her on interviews.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't have to watch her. I could already tell from the 2 seconds we talked to her. I was like, oh, thank God she's not on the show.
Yeah, she's bawling her eyes out in the audience. And it's like, I don't know. I've seen Lindsay dance a bunch of times. I can't recall being that emotional.
I hope you would cry if I was on Dancing with the Stars.
Nope.
Well, what's next?
Hey,
good thing about this, I can cut out any things we don't want to have. Like, if we have a long pause here. Oh, and I could put music on here.
Cool. And if I say bad words?
Yeah. So we should sing a intro song.
I love that.
Come and knock on my door.
No. Let's do our new favorite show that we've started watching. Here's a story.
No.
Of a lovely lady.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Moving on. Did you watch Below Deck?
Yes.
I did too. Any thoughts?
I thought the last minute chewing out of Hannah was so uncalled for.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I don't think I saw the whole thing. Or maybe I did and then I still didn't know what happened. But
well, they had a white dinner. So everybody dressed in white. The food was white. Like, he had somebody take all the black peppercorns out so he could have just white peppercorns, you know. Really went all out. The annoying girl, Aisha, said, Hannah, can we do the white gloves? And yes. And Hannah's like, no. And she said, why not? She said, because I don't like that.
Yeah.
And then at the people's meeting, when the tip meeting, the captain says, how did the white glove go? And they said, we didn't do it. And she said, why not? And then Hannah said, I just don't like that. I don't. And she said, well, I do. You need to step it up, Hannah, and just start chewing her out in front of everybody.
Well.
So, and then.
That happened last season, too.
Yeah. Well, last season, she was all in love with Conrad. It was coming. It's like all of a sudden out of the blue. So crazy boy with the hair. What's his name?
Jack. Travis. Oh, Jack.
Jack wants to ask Aisha to be his girlfriend. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And so he writes on the sheet.
Yeah.
He's funny.
They're perfect for each other.
They are.
She's like, how romantic. And it was like something about her like box is hairy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the worst.
But I mean, it's entertaining. It's not fun to talk about though.
No, but I'm really excited about Kate Chastain. She's gonna be back.
Yeah.
When does that season start?
I think like the very next week when this one's done.
Good.
I love Kate and Captain Lee.
Yeah, he don't take no shit.
And she don't take no shit.
Yeah. And it looks like the people are gonna be hot.
Yeah.
So.
There really wasn't anything else on the show.
No.
One of the passengers got seasick. Well, whatever.
Shouldn't have gotten on a cruise.
The boat was a rocking. He was trying to hold all the dishes in the kitchen. Anyway.
Well, moving to, did you watch The Real Housewives of Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. This was the second episode?
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it since it started back.
No, I think I only saw half of the first one and half of the second one.
Well, let's make some overview comments. I like the lighter hair.
On everyone?
On Leanne and DeAndrea. But I still hate the style. They look like Elvira. It brings down their face so much. And DeAndrea had some bad plastic surgery. You can see pulls.
I saw.
And she's about to be broke.
And she has to cut her mom off her $60,000, what is it? Like, allowance?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she said, please, mom, can you just give back some of that money? It's like, I don't get it.
I think DeAndrea needs a lawyer.
Well, I listened to DeAndrea's interview with Heather McDonald last year. She's whack. I mean, her talking about her life and things that happened to her, it's like, wait, that doesn't add up. That doesn't. And she'd say, yeah, because, you know, I got married like over the weekend and the guy was a drug addict. Like that. And
yeah,
it was
I
like,
remember the episode.
Yeah, it was like, okay, there's something not right about her. But maybe mom's right to have, you know, all the control. Anyhow. So, Leanne's getting married. Brandy has kids that are absolute troll brats.
Yeah, so her oldest daughter, they went shopping. And the editing was pure genius if it wasn't actually like this, but...
It had to be.
You know, she was like, oh, do you love me? And the daughter's like, I know. And she's like, do you want me to come sleep in your room? And she's like, that would be weird. And yeah. So, of course, all these people are hating on her kid. And so she posts on Instagram and she's like, you can come after me, but do not come after my children.
Well, you put your children on reality TV and that's what you get. You don't see Stephanie's. I mean, I guess you did. You have seen them, but not much.
I hope that we can hear you on this podcast.
Well, I don't know how much closer I can be besides eating this microphone.
Well, every time I talk, it's like, pew, pew, pew. And every time you talk, it's like, pew, pew, pew.
It's because I'm so gentle.
Yeah. Maybe it's just, I don't know. This is a trial. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not really feeling dull, so I guess I'll wait till they start fighting or traveling or something. But I do want to mention that I commented on Leanne's Instagram and told her she was looking season 10, and she replied with the little praise hands.
Woo!
So she was like, yeah, I am.
Uh-huh.
She is looking a lot better than season 1.
Well, we have yet to mention the new cast member. I have no idea what her name is.
Bronwyn.
No, that's on OC.
Oh. Oh, this one is the Hispanic girl?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have no idea what her name is, but I bet we'll hear that really loud and clear.
I am sick.
She was brought onto this show because they have a villa in Mexico, and that's where the girls' trip is.
Mm. Good thinking.
Yep. Otherwise, they'd be going to the cabin in Austin.
Yeah.
Or, well, they did go to Colorado. I guess that was better than Austin, but now they're going out of the country.
Good. They have enough money to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Or they don't really have to spend any money.
Or, and where is Carrie Duber? She has her own show?
Yes. It's on the OWN network or something.
That is Oprah's.
Yeah. Hmm. It's not a real show on a real network, so.
Well.
But, should we move on to the Real Housewives of OC with the new Bronwyn?
Yeah.
Well, can we talk about the fat one doing the burlesque show?
In Las Vegas.
I don't like to fat shame people, but.
I think she has an attractive body for being fat. Like, she has nice curves.
She's not really fat. It's just.
She's big.
She's just, yeah, she's not the type I would think to do a burlesque show.
No. I mean, she's nice and curvy. She has the curves in the right place. Now, her neck and face are kind of chunk.
And she's like, money can't buy you class. Money can't buy you class.
And how did she mess up that choreography?
I don't know.
Left, right, left, right.
I don't know. But the conversation with her husband.
Oh, I can't. What is wrong with him? And then I read.
Does he hate her? Or?
Yeah, he does. And I don't know why she's just.
She could do better than that.
Yeah.
He's like a little weasel.
I mean, really. Look at the men Vicky gets.
Yeah.
She's prettier than Vicky.
Yeah.
And she's a lawyer.
And Vicky's current boyfriend, I think, is good looking. Mike?
Yes.
Or is that his name?
Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Oh, that's my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I read that he failed the freaking bar exam that he's been studying for a month.
Probably because he was on The Real Housewives of the OC.
No, he wasn't. He was in a hotel and wouldn't even call his wife.
Oh, yeah. Money can't buy you class. And she was like, well, I'm going to do burlesque.
For our 10th anniversary. Hope you can make it.
Yeah. Somebody was like, was it Tamara that said, like, don't you just go to dinner on your anniversary or something?
I don't know. She didn't invite Tamara.
I think it was Tamara. They went to get their face done. It was last night. Tamara and Shannon went to get something on their
face.
They
were getting Botox and stuff.
Yeah, that's when they were talking about it.
Yeah, Tamara's a bitch. But.
So is Vicky on this show?
She's not one of the main ones. She's like the friend.
What'd she do?
I don't know if she volunteered to go off. I mean, she was the OG. She was the last original one.
I know.
I don't know if she did it or if they told her to do it. I didn't get the background on that.
I didn't either. I'll have to do my research.
Yeah. But, they went to, after the Las Vegas trip, they went to some yurts in Arizona to meditate. Do you know what a yurt is?
No. I've been like coughing that up.
You had some green yurt? Yeah.
In the sink.
A yurt is like a tent kind of structure. It's a circle, and you meditate in the yurt. And they were in the yurt, and they were doing their meditation and, you know, spiritual and getting all zen. And they had to put a bowl. They put a bowl on Shannon's head, and they were getting the energy. And Kelly picked up a mallet and on the bowl on Shannon's head. Well, of course Shannon didn't see it because she's meditating and stuff, and one of the counselors is like, man, that's not cool. You could hear him in the back. Well, Tamara is like, what the heck is wrong with her? So then after the thing, Shannon's like, man, I didn't know they were gonna do that. That I really have a headache. That hurt. And she goes, they didn't do it. Kelly did it. And she goes, what? She goes, yeah, Kelly picked up that mallet and just banged it. I guess you missed that part.
Yeah.
So then, of course, Shannon is the ultimate hypochondriac. Well, now she has a headache that she thinks she's having an aneurysm. Her left eye is blurry. She can't see out of her eye. Oh, my God. So they go to the ER or the urgent care. and they text the others that they're going to urgent care. And Kelly's like, what did I tell you? I told you that's what she was going to do. And then it says to be continued.
This show is a drag.
I thought it was, it's getting interesting. Oh, wait, they're at the urgent care and it's like they don't have the cameras. It's like, I guess they didn't let the cameraman in. So somebody has their cell phone and it might be Tamara because you can kind of see it's kind of angled like Tamara sitting in the back. And the nurse is saying, okay, so what is your illness? And she says, well, I got hit on the head. And she goes, was it an assault? Do we need to report this to the police? And it's like, ? To be continued.
Ooh, that is interesting.
That's getting juicy.
Yeah, Kelly's off the rails. I can't stand her.
Yeah, she's
it's all fake.
Yeah, exactly.
And all the conversations with her daughter, she's like, why would you call me mommy dearest? I think that's really rude. Why would you do that? That's rude. Don't call me mommy dearest.
Well, and the kid's what, 10? Like, she knows who mommy dearest is. Do you know who mommy dearest is?
No.
So there you go.
And this is the second time today people are questioning if I know who old people are.
Well, mommy dearest was Joan Crawford in the 1940s or whatever. She was a movie star and she adopted 2 children. And she was a wicked witch, abusive mother. And her daughter, when she grew up, wrote a book called Mommy Dearest because Joan Crawford made her children call her Mommy Dearest.
Oh, it is kind of rude.
And she would lock them in a closet and she would make them not eat if they were punished for she was an abusive, horrible mother.
Wow, that's sad.
So she's Mommy Dearest. So when you call somebody Mommy Dearest, that's not good.
Hmm.
See? Learn something, little young'un.
Thank you. Somebody else asked me if I knew who Bob Hope was today.
You didn't at one point.
I don't. Today I don't. And they were like, I'm gonna tell your mother. And I was like, okay.
Who asked you that?
Well, they shall be remain nameless on the podcast, Mom.
Why were we talking about Bob Hope?
I wasn't talking about
but
it.
But I mean, why did anybody ask you if you knew who that was?
Well, that was part of the conversation. But okay, so it's your fault, they said.
That I didn't teach you Bob Hope.
Yeah. And they said something about Bing Crosby. And I was like,
were you talking to a 90-year-old person?
Yes. And they were like, he's a singer. And they did comedy together. I was like, what?
Bing Crosby sings all of the
yes, I know Bing Crosby. I didn't know he did comedy. Maybe it wasn't Bing. I don't know.
No.
Bunch of old people that I was like, why is that relevant to anything? So, anyways, going back to.
Did you ask him who Cardi B? Do you know who Cardi B
yeah,
is?
I was like, oh, God! I hope that's really loud on this.
I do too.
Our one viewer, I better not listen too loud, people. Warning.
Warning to our one listener.
Yeah. Do you have any other shows? I have other news.
We watched The Brady Bunch, which, should we talk about it? Or you have too much other stuff? We can talk about it next week.
We can talk about it. There's not much to say.
Well, I love the concept. I thought at first it was very weird and I wouldn't like it. So what happened was this old lady grandma owned the Brady Bunch house her whole life since it was used to film the outside of the show. And recently her granddaughter or her family, she passed away, put the house up for sale. And Lance Bass was all in it. And then HGTV said, we're buying it, and got it out from under Lance, bid out from under him. Anyway, HGTV with the Brady kids are renovating this house that looks nothing like the Brady house because they only use the outside. And they're renovating it to look exactly like the Brady house, which I thought that is the stupidest thing ever. They already have the set in Hollywood. But it really is interesting. So yeah. I recommend it.
It is interesting. I wouldn't like run home to watch it, but if it's recorded at your house, I'm probably gonna watch it.
Yeah, but you didn't grow up. Marsha was my friend. I wanted to be like Marsha. I probably was more like Cindy because I was younger than them. And I always wanted to date Greg. So
the brother?
The older one, Greg.
Yeah, if you were like Cindy, but you wanted to date the brother.
I didn't want to date my brother.
Yeah, it is interesting. I enjoyed the behind the scenes of them trying to find the furniture and trying to recreate the
look.
Yeah. I don't really have, I guess, like a deep connection to any of the characters or the house, but I do think it's
interesting. I watched the Brady Bunch every day when we came back from school. It was on like the afternoon shows because it was into the reruns, but I loved the Brady Bunch.
Well, for all you people looking for a little nostalgia.
Yes, it's very good. It's on HGTV, and they're doing it room by room. Last week, they did the living room and the exterior. They repainted the exterior because the old lady had kind of done a few things. Like, she put up this brick kind of half wall in the front in the yard. Anyway, they made the outside look like it did, and then they redid the entryway and the living room and the infamous staircase. Even though the house wasn't two-story, they had to make another story. Anyway, this week, I think they're working on the kids' room, so we're going to see a lot of bunk beds. And that's it.
And I might add that all of the furniture and everything is completely disgusting. So
That was not the best decade to orange and avocado.
Yeah, too bad it's not like a... What decade is it? It's not like Mad Men.
It's the '70s. No, Mad Men was 50s.
That would have been cool. Yeah,
50s was cool. Lucy's furniture was cool.
It was in black and white, though.
Yeah, we couldn't tell what color it was.
Yeah, but then when they made the movie, it was in color.
Huh. That's very interesting.
Anyways, shall we move on?
Sure.
Do you have any more shows that you need to discuss with me? Hopefully not.
Okay, then no.
Okay, good. It's probably something I didn't watch on purpose. So I have some other news. I have some pop culture things I'm obsessed with. As you know, I listen to a lot of podcasts. And I recently just listened to, per recommendation of Heather McDonald, Kim... What's her last name?
Goldman.
Kim Goldman's podcast about her brother, Ron Goldman, who was killed by OJ, they said. She does a podcast... kind of talking about the background. She talks to people on the jury. She talks to reporters of the time. She kind of talks about...
She talks to Marcia Clark. She talks to...
How they felt in the time. So it's, for me, as a youngin, who knows pretty much nothing about the case.
You were a baby.
It's very interesting and really, really nicely put together podcast as well with, like, the interviews and how it, like, flows. It's very Dr. Death style, if you're... have listened to that.
Yeah,
so.
I of course was alive at the time, and we were on the phone. I can't see you roll your eyes. I guess that's a good thing. I remember watching it on TV a lot. It did get kind of boring, but there are a lot of details that I had forgotten or never even knew. I enjoyed her interview with Kato Kaelin.
Yeah.
That was a lot of stuff that I didn't know was going on behind the scenes. And I suggest that it's a good podcast. The only thing, I didn't listen to all of it, but I do not believe that Ron and Nicole were not a thing.
No, but she stands by that, obviously.
Yeah. She says that he was just being a nice guy and on the way home from work, well, took her glasses.
Well, there's a side note. How does he know where she lives?
Side note, do you know a waiter who would just drop by with your sunglasses?
Well, they were supposedly friends from the gym.
Well, she didn't even say they were friends. She said it was a small community and everybody ran into each other at places.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't believe that. But they still didn't deserve to get murdered, so.
Right.
And she was divorced.
And her name was in his Rolodex.
Right. That
I don't
was
know
a
if
big
you got
deal.
I don't know if you got
then.
To that part. Yeah. It was
and she did say, "I didn't know what to do when I heard yeah. that. I didn't know what to think."
Yeah, well, they weren't doing anything that deserves murder.
No.
You know.
I mean, yeah.
So, like, it's very fascinating. So, if you're looking for a good listen, I listened to it in like 2 days back to back, like
What's
a crazy
it called?
Person. confronting OJ.
Yes. Yeah.
So, also on to pop culture, my favorite, my boyfriend, Logan Paul, is going to be doing a pay-per-view fight with another YouTuber. It's a boxing match. So this is the second time he's met this guy. The first time they had a draw. This time.
I was going to say, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think it's a marketing genius. And I don't know. I don't think Logan Paul does everything on his own. I mean, I'm sure he has a brain, but he has,
he has handlers and people who manage him.
But that I think that's, like, ingenious. That they're going to...
Why are they doing the same thing twice, though?
Maybe because it was a draw.
Okay. Like, maybe they should have, like, a foot race or something, or...
Well, he's done stuff like that already, but I think it's genius. I could care less about boxing, and I'm, like, super excited, and I can't wait to hear about the results. I'm probably not going to pay...
You going to watch it? Oh.
Well, they do, like... what I more so like is they do, like, the behind-the-scenes... The lead up.
Yeah.
They vlog it, so.
Yeah.
But it's ingenious.
Very good.
Do you have any pop culture news?
I am also listening to a podcast that is very annoying because it's only 1 week at a time. It's like I can't binge it because I'm listening to it in real time. It's called The Murder of Marilyn Monroe. And so, like you, I was very little when she was murdered. So I don't know all the
ins. I thought she killed herself.
Oh, no. She was murdered.
Is this a conspiracy?
Yes. No. Bobby Kennedy or the mob or both killed her because she knew too much. I'm on the fourth episode. I don't know how many, but... Just that's very interesting. A lot of things that, you know, you always hear about Marilyn Monroe, but you don't know anything.
Happy birthday. I have this microphone. It makes it feel very
Mr.
real.
President. They were talking about that on the last podcast. She did that because he was breaking up with her. He had told her, I don't want to see you anymore. And she said, oh, yeah, I'm coming to sing you happy birthday on stage in front of the whole world. And she did. In a see-through, or not see-through.
What a progressive woman she was.
Flesh-colored, skin-tight, knit dress that left nothing to the imagination.
You might call her the Kim Kardashian of the time.
She, and they said, you know, she was portrayed as a dumb blonde, but she was nothing of the sort.
Mr. President.
Except they killed her at 36 years old. So anyway, that's a good podcast to listen to.
I might listen to that, but I have to give myself a break because I go crazy. But I guess if there's only one a week.
This one's one a week. It makes me mad when I finish listening to one. I gotta wait another week. So.
Well, I have another piece of pop culture drama. Heard this on Heather McDonald. You know, shout out to Heather McDonald. The story.
Always listen to her. She's fun.
Yes. The story of Caroline Calloway. Sounds like she could have been murdered. I guess I'm thinking of Holloway. Who was that? The one in Aruba?
Oh, yeah.
That's why it sounds like a murder mystery. Yeah. This is not a murder mystery.
Because I'm thinking, man, this would be very juicy if she got murdered.
No. Caroline Calloway is an Instagram influencer. So proclaimed.
With like 800,000 followers.
Yeah. And so she started Instagram in 2012 when Instagram first arrived. By the way, I also started Instagram then. I don't have that many followers.
Yet.
My first picture was of me wearing my Letterman jacket, by the way.
Oh,
for
really?
The archives. Yeah. So she went to Cambridge. She was supposedly like a Gossip Girl character, comes from money, lives this lavish life. And her Instagram was a tribute to her life and where she came from and the trials and tribulations of being a college student and her love life. And she wrote long captions. And so back in the day of Instagram's beginning, it was mostly like new Letterman jacket. That was the caption.
Yeah.
And
she wrote like a story.
Wrote like a story because she was an English major or whatever. And the catch-all is, so she started doing this and she met this girl in a class named Natalie, who was obviously evidently a better writer than her. And so they started collaborating on her captions, which were long form stories. And then things grew and turned into some drama. And so Natalie ended up, like, last week exposing Caroline for everything she'd ever done to her. So, and how she's fake and her followers are fake.
Yeah.
And, you know, she had a ghostwriter. She's not this profound writer. The ghostwriter was Natalie for some of it. So it's very interesting. And Caroline is not playing, laying down and playing victim. If you go to her Instagram, she posts every single picture of her Instagram that she claims she wrote on her own. So she has, like, a repeat of all these pictures. She was like, wrote this on my own, like, all these pictures on her Instagram.
Well, she's going crazy. And the one you sent me today is a picture of the girl Natalie. And Caroline says, "I can't help it. I keep saying I still love her. She was my great friend. And all of my lawyers say I need to stop saying that. But I really do. I love her. I love this, I love that, and above all, I love her insecurity, her angry, and how she's jealous."
Yeah, and
it's like, bam.
And she also wrote that she was so grateful for Natalie posting this article. So Natalie posted an article that outed her, because now she gets to say everything that she wants to say about Natalie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't know. It seems like it's too genius to have been all planned. She just is a user. Natalie was a mugwump and just
wanted to have a friend.
Wanted to be glamorous. Wanted to be in this girl's life because it was exciting. And
she reached her end.
Yep.
Got fed up.
Yep. She didn't kill her.
Well, part of it, Caroline got a book deal to write a novel.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Yeah, to write a novel about her life and kind of on the same lines of what she'd already been doing. And for the, what do you call it? You, like, send a little preview?
Yeah.
I don't know. Natalie wrote it.
Oh.
And so she told her that she would give her a cut of whatever it was as, like, a ghostwriter. That she wouldn't put her name on anything or say Natalie wrote it. But they worked on it together. But.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't read that part. Okay, well, then that's where it gets, sketchy, dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's lucky that Natalie didn't snap more than she snapped.
Yeah, have you ever seen the movie The Roommate?
Yes.
Sleep with one eye open.
That was a long time ago.
It just came out, like, when I was in college. Maybe it was a remake.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, yeah, that is interesting. You can go to Caroline Calloway's Instagram. And what's the other girl? Natalie what?
Natalie Beach, but I don't think she has an Instagram. I tried to look for her today.
Oh, okay. So the picture you sent me was from Caroline's Insta?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Caroline's not deleting her stuff.
No, she's fighting with a vengeance, saying that.
Yeah, and these girls are in New York.
If you've ever seen the show Girls, they look like them.
Yeah. Slightly pale. Bushy eyebrows.
Greasy.
Kind of creepy. Not very beautiful, but just cute or attractive enough. I don't know how to describe. They're typical New York.
No bra.
Ugh. Is she chunky?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Chunky no bra is not good.
Well, do we have anything else we need to discuss?
I won some money in Las Vegas.
Wow, good job.
Very, very exhilarating.
Yeah, and you also saw George Strait.
I saw George Strait. He's fabulous, still in his 60s. I think he's 64.
Wow.
His voice is crystal clear. Sang lots of his hits. Unfortunately, not the list I would have, you know, given him. He didn't call me for my list. But he did sing a lot of the best songs. And we saw the Blue Man Group, which is the weirdest crap ever. I know they've been around forever, and I never saw them. And I probably would not see them again. And what else did we see? We did a show every night. It was so nice. The original Las Vegas. The Story of Las Vegas is what it was called. And it was showgirls. It was impersonators of Elvis, the Rat Pack, a lot of singing and dancing, and very professional, beautiful costumes. Really enjoyed it. Comedians and the people that do the juggling, like all the acts. It was really fun.
Yeah, I loved it.
Huh?
Yeah, I loved it. Oh, wait, I was here.
I was going to say, what?
I wasn't invited to Vegas.
No, you had to complain the whole time. It was hot.
Yeah, probably.
And people smoke in the hotel still.
And money can't buy you class.
What the heck? I was over my pleurisy disease until I went to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I probably have whooping cough. It's going around my work. around by my work.
You don't have whooping cough. You had a shot.
Yeah. Well, do we have anything else? I think I had something else to say.
Let's hear it.
Oh, I have a new obsession, and I know you already don't like it, so you could just ignore this segment. Dave Portnoy from The Barstool. He's the CEO of Barstool, which is a sports blog.
I don't not like it. It's just not obsessive.
He is tasting every pizza in Manhattan and gives it a score. And it's really exciting because of Dave. It's not exciting because of the pizza. I think he's really funny, and there's a lot of funny interactions on the New York streets as he's in the street eating pizza. So, you know, like homeless people walking by.
He tells homeless people to F off.
Yeah. Yeah, this lady was like, don't record me. And he was like, I'm not recording you. And she was like, don't record me. He was like, I don't know how else to tell you. I'm not recording you. But it's really fun. And I really like it because it's mindless. You don't have to pay attention to the storyline. And it's only 5-minute videos. So it's like, you can just boom, boom, boom.
So you're watching it on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay.
What other avenue of?
I don't know. We just talked about 10 minutes about this stuff on Instagram. So.
Oh, well. No. I am a YouTuber. I am a YouTuber.
You are an Instagrammer.
Yeah,
you are a podcaster.
YouTube is my life.
Okay.
Anyways, do we have anything else?
No, it's been so long. We probably have 100 other things.
I know. Do you want to sing a song to close this out? I can put that song that you always sing.
No, not that one. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that?
No, is this another? Do you know who Bob Hope is? And
well,
Bing
it probably
Crosby?
Is as old as Bob Hope. What show used to sing that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll just say.
Follow me on Instagram at Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha Home.
Mom's getting a lot of followers. She's being really consistent with her posting, so.
I'm trying.
And follow our vlogs. Vlogs.
Did you see my expired Jell-O post?
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. I was going to drink some vitamin C, those little packets. I have those emergency things.
Yeah.
It expired in 2016.
Oh, mine beat yours.
And I was like, well, is this going to make me sicker?
Did you eat it?
No.
I mean, drink it?
No.
It probably just, I don't know, they have to put a date on some stuff. It's not like it's milk.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll close it off now.
Okay. Good to be back.
Yep. Listen, I hope this works.
Me too. Bye.
Bye.